Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
Whoa. Good afternoon, everyone. This is another episode of the Life Lessons with Philip Peter podcast. Of course, it is your host, Philip Peter, Jovan Simpson, and
Renard William Anderson.
Yes, his concert is coming up on March 7th,
Saturday. That's actually at 7 p.m.
At room 13 at the International University of the Caribbean.
Right. That's what so, it's all about. Yeah?
So we want all of his exes to come out and support the team.
Yes.
All of my exes come out for your support. Easy.
Really, bro? That.
No, leave it. It never make it. I take the failure. I take it. So good evening, guys. We forgot to introduce Simple Samson. Simple Samson.
I was already introduced.
Simple Samson.
His hair is growing back, so he's more Samson than Simple.
Yeah, I'm here.
No, which hair grow back?
Yo.
People.
They're trying to roast me, but
people, if you can look, well, you can, but you still can't see the same amount of hair.
Wow!
Right,
so them can hear the podcast on us.
Him can't see same him down the area. Remember, so something go blind in our Bible.
Don't know. Him blind too? That's crazy.
Anyways,
you have a podcast to get him back. We'll see. So,
and I bring it over.
I bring the balance forward. Must go pay him debt. So, what we're looking at today is the topic of false humility. Really, especially in the church, people believe that having a small worldview and a smaller view of themselves
means that
they are humble.
Right.
So, I want to discuss that. So, I'd ask Jovan what are his thoughts on that, and then we take it from there.
Just wondering why Mr. Peter started with me.
Because they're right next to me, brother.
I've been sitting beside you for many podcasts.
I'm gonna try to change something. Oh, you sound agitated.
Next time, don't sit alongside him.
It is something, and as Peter rightfully said, it's something that's prominent within the Christian community, where you know we want to be seen as being humble at times. So therefore, our low self-esteem kind of takes over at times, and we display that as a form of humility when it's really and truly not. I mean, along with that, we find that persons might announce that they're humble.
That they're real.
They're real.
Real.
They're trying to be humble and all these things. And I always question it myself. Like, how is it that if you're humble, you announce, say you're humble? Like, shouldn't that be something that I as an individual pick up from you as an individual?
He's a humble youth.
Without you saying it at all. Like, it's like,
if it's something that, if it's who you are, you should just be able to
see it. Yeah, you should just be able to see it. Like, even sometimes, the whole title of being a Christian, I remember, just Saturday gone, like, I introduced, they asked you to introduce yourself and two things about you. And for some reason, I don't know where it comes to my mind, but I say, I'm a Christian. And usually, that wouldn't be added into my introduction, because usually I would just leave that for persons to pick up on,
okay.
You know, based on how I talk and the things in which I talk about,
and
the things in
person.
Exactly.
Right.
And normally persons would, you know, assume correctly that, yeah man, he's a Christian of some sort, you know. And so I try to keep it on the down low. If you're humble, you're supposed to just keep on the down low and make somebody pick up, say you're humble.
True, yeah. Because it's who you are. So with that said, I'll ask Renard for his thoughts on it, and then I'll talk to you guys.
Right, so this is something that I have a problem with within the church, because I see where people, and not only do people take it on themselves to say, oh, this is humility, but they try to push it on other people. If somebody probably has an outgoing personality, or they probably have a high self-esteem, they feel good about themselves, somebody will come and, oh, that's not God-like, you're supposed to be humble. They see it as being boastful, because you put yourself out there for people to see you, not necessarily see you to see that, oh, I'm the greatest in the world. No, because you still realize that you have to put death to self for Christ. Mm-hmm. But you cherish yourself in such a way. The Bible says, love yourself and love your neighbor like you love yourself. So in order to love your neighbor like yourself, you first have to
love yourself.
And you cannot love yourself and think lowly of yourself.
True.
Right? So thinking lowly and being humble are two different things. Jesus was a humble piece of youth. But you never say Jesus abash himself ever and put himself down.
Well, the thing is that, and this is where the line kind of gets blurred. Because whenever you encounter God, you will think lowly of yourself because there's a big disparity.
Yeah.
There's a big disparity. But with that being said, there's also this subtle confidence that comes from the fact that if Jesus is this great and you are this small and he actually cares about you,
yeah,
it means then that you're supposed to be able to
care
yourself. And nobody, and in us, not to be hype, but like nobody know really more than you. Because when you think about it,
God got me.
God, like, he see you as important.
God are your daddy.
You know what I mean? It means say nobody know more than you, and it don't mean say you go overpower people and approach people that way. Because even in the workplace, what I notice, and all the millennials listening to this may start shouting and say, "Preach, pastor! I'm not a pastor. My father is a pastor. So leave that, right?"
Pastor required.
Shout out to you, Dad. So, a lot of bosses in the workplace now seem to be suffering from some sort of inferiority complex. Like, no, yeah, right? Because, especially in the Jamaican context, it's kind of like some slave driver thing. When there's the opportunity to come down hard on your heart to execute discipline, we go the full extent. But when it comes down to giving credit, encouragement, those soft skills, no matter how much seminar we got, it's like it cannot be found. And I was watching a documentary on JFK's brother, Bobby Kennedy. Mm-hmm. And he was the attorney general during his brother's tenure as president before they shoot him. Apparently, a lot of people got shot in the 60s. Between Martin Luther King, Jr., Malcolm X, him get shot as in Bobby get shot, him brother get shot. It's like, that's how they use it.
You know who escaped shot?
Who?
Marcus Garvey. I'm in my yard, man, so the man skipped through it. Choo, choo.
Marcus Garvey get shot?
No, he will never get shot.
Oh. So they just trick him with rice and peas?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy,
him
fam.
They fight him up, but then could have shoot him, kill him.
But back to the humble angle.
Yeah. It's a necessary aside. Yeah. So, when he was working at the Department of Justice as the Attorney General, the people who were working for him wanted to work for him. Mm-hmm. Because his approach was relatable. Right? But we don't really see that in the Jamaican workplace. Like most times, it's a case of either being heavy-handed, distant, secretive, them type of thing. Because I was even thinking about it. And I said, if you already get paid a little bit, for argument's sake, you don't have a fight to reach. You know better if you're in an environment where you feel maximized.
Yeah.
Enough of the plantation them, I'm referring to call centers now. Then make sure say them carry your pan trip, then give you pizza can really plug the hole still. But they at least try to kind of build some rapport, because them know say if you buy into team building, it makes things much easier.
I hear about one the other day that gave away two cars as well, so
Cars in Tuggy were cars?
Yes, sir. Two cars. In a Jamaica?
Yes, sir.
That's the only way them could get one for drive.
Oh, and call the
because name. Because with the three bills an hour, them would take a whole heap of bus.
I won't call the name. They can probably sponsor us one day and we'll call the name after.
Okay. You're
but,
okay.
I mean, this brings me to the point in which I want to make also. We find that in our society at times, or in our environment at times, we find that persons use the word humble as a whip, in a sense, where they use it to manipulate persons in terms of, I've heard before that, I'm not humble.
Oh.
Because I refuse to stay under the command of somebody. And so, it becomes a toxic thing where I, at one point, I didn't even want to hear the word humble. Because as far as I saw, it was something that somebody was just trying to use to manipulate me into doing things that they wanted me to do.
I mean, something for me in poor.
Hmm?
Sometimes, when I'm saying, oh, you came from humble beginnings. Poor. Like,
yeah.
People come from inner city and poverty. Oh, he came from humble beginnings.
No, but
I them can't say poor beginnings. You know, sound.
No, but I mean,
but why,
using
why,
poor doesn't. It can't
why
put in place of. Exactly.
I'm lowly to God as in being poor.
Because persons that's come from poor poverty. Environment, yeah. Our backgrounds and still never humble.
Yo, listen.
Because how hype like people from Gary's.
Brother,
most like them.
Brother.
Nah, so when they mean that people appear like
yo,
they don't have a flat screen TV.
Yeah.
I show you, so they have a flat screen TV too.
Yo, let me tell you something. Not dangerous like when somebody frightened for something and get you, brother.
Mm.
When a man, so my man them go so woman get the axe here, them, you know.
Hey.
After I chop in business,
he
you
like
know.
Limousine.
And the man them. Busy up a thing.
Yes, sir.
And they come in like, them literally put one sign on the box, the police see me here. I'm chopping.
It reminds me of the days of a kingfish. Everybody wants a kingfish
king
to drive.
Yeah, kingfish come.
Mm.
And police are driving kingfish.
And kingfish, yeah, man, that was. And just over here. I think I hear, I don't know where I heard it from. It could be with the very same Peter here, so.
Me?
Here say, Markix.
No, man, a chopper vehicle, man.
Is a particular set of persons use that vehicle. You know? So, I mean, I know. The system, we find so we spend the most money and we flaunt the most.
I was still broke.
Because, remember, from an economic point of view, you know, the middle class people uphold the economy. You know. Why? Because we spend the most. Rich people
and
don't.
Necessarily to us,
yeah. Rich people don't spend as much as in terms of quality spending.
Well, they'll spend in them, but they spend within their and they spend in a smart way.
Why
spend? They spend in a smart
way. Yeah, because them not gonna spend for what them can get free. Them know that
exactly. So I think I heard this from somebody where they say, like, let's say somebody they want to buy a car, they wouldn't necessarily take out the cash and pay for the car.
When they can get loan.
When they you know when they can take advantage of loans or. They can take advantage of something that might take away from the amount that you have to pay
and
in total.
Them could have paid for the car like 3 times.
Yeah.
So I take out the loan and the same money them have to pay for it. They
mm-hmm.
just take out it, same thing.
Yeah, and what them do, them just pay it ahead.
Yeah.
That's how the trick too, you know. Because they now go fit, if you pay more than the amount,
mm-hmm.
the monthly amount.
The less.
The less you're gonna pay over time.
And
them know say it means say them have they still have a disposable income available to do other things.
Yeah. I think one of the things we noticed, like I even say to some students, like, yeah, we have persons we consider to be rich, and you best believe that these are the persons that their children take advantage of scholarships available.
Right.
What?
Like, and them get the most of the scholarships you see out there,
you know,
they are the ones that.
I'm two Jewish brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go judges. Them bring lunch from school every day.
See?
And them man, they are type of man, when them feel like it, them scramble toes and all that.
See? So we afraid to bring lunch, because that make we look poor.
Bring lunch every day. And if my son go buy a lunch, they go buy like a party.
Humble. Hey man, humble that man.
I mean, several other persons could classify it as something else.
Fruga.
Some people say achieve him cheap or something like that,
no,
but
I mean, when you look at it still, you know, it's all about spending wisely. Like, for me personally, I've always said that. Like, there's no way I'm gonna sell shoes for 10 grand. And the same shoes I sell for $5,000, and me go buy the $10,000 shoes.
And the two fake.
Yo.
At the end of the day, you can't even find that as well.
Yo, Medzis. You see, the factory will make the real shoes at China.
Yeah.
At the same factory, and the fake shoes. That's how they were able to get the design to make the fake one.
And you make an important
The thing is, they have to be able to discern quality. Because what if I told you that sometimes the fake one them
better than
the fake one them
better than the real,
one.
It's the discern quality line that. Whatever,
fam.
I don't mind that one, man. Because it can apply to other parts of your life, you know?
Yeah. We know where he's applying it, you know?
No, Mr. Say.
We know where you're applying it, man.
Universal application, that's
right.
What
right. Yeah. Right, and that's what we're trying to do.
We know where you're pinpointing to apply.
You can't want pinpoint it, no, man.
Yeah, man.
Come on, but I'm serious, man. Like, for real, like, them have a system in China where they have tiers of fake. So you have grade C, that's the one that they spell bad.
Yeah.
They have grade B, it might have the spelling, but it not have the inside part.
Yeah.
Grade A, are literally the same sitting where you buy as real.
And funny enough.
And look how much fake clocks they sell down.
Funny enough, me have a friend in China now, and she said the things that China make are Selcom. All the fake things that they make, they know where they are. China think them if it's expensive, they don't want it.
Because you find that I saw that you have stores like Apple and those stores, and you find a lot of persons who got them go to them store, they go shop. Because some of them you buy like the Xiaomi and all these brands.
Another thing I found out in China, if you're 22, especially for a woman and you're not married, they can see that leftover.
I need to go to China.
Whoa, Jamal.
Try hard for find boyfriend or husband after 20.
Oh, but then again, I'm not summing it up properly. Because that would mean that
there's
basically nobody there available then.
No.
Because if
worry about people available.
Then again, China's so big still. The population big enough.
But they're ready to eat rat on them, sitting there, brother?
Most of them don't believe in God,
They're very atheists.
I'll go there with the strength of the
Lord. No, remember, we tell about the evangelist thing, no bother with it.
You never know.
You might
It might just be a case where you evangelize to your future wife. I believe in things like those as well. It's possible.
You need some water.
But just don't go evangelizing with the intention of having this person as your
intention. So when you go China, what you have the intention? What your intention?
Just evangelize to a group. And whoever come back, come say thanks.
Yes, are you over 22?
I'm saying, are you over this age? Would you like to come to Jamaica?
Just so.
Huh?
Age and Jamaica, just so.
Yeah. Age Jamaica, you know what it means.
Imagine.
As long as you see the flag, you know what that means.
But you see a man bias. You know, so what they do with the girl, them out there, the man have a whole heap of ring whenever they run through. But the Chinese girl does have me over 22, I will if you come back.
I mean, because it's a win-win situation, you learn a different language there.
So she need to be 22.
Just need to be over the age. Yeah.
And be willing to come to Jamaica.
Yes, and willing to accept Christ.
That would have been the first one.
So
today, guys, we really want to emphasize that you are valuable, you are valued to God. It does not help for you to have a low perception of yourself or a low perception of self, because what will happen or what tends to happen is that when you have that low perception of self, it reflects in everything that you do.
Yep.
Some of the most, why I mentioned this on the workplace is that a lot of people are insecure in their jobs.
Yes. You've never heard about us and take advantage of others,
Yeah, and they make hell for you. If God put you in a position where you never qualify for, it don't mean say you have to depend on edge, away pan somebody if you take out that position. If God gave you it, I am gear. You go and hold it till time come.
You just said something prophetical. You have situations like that where, and for me, I think that I'm now on the, I've been hearing about this crazy faith type of thing, and I just apply it. And I say, that's not like me, because that's something I believe from a long time. Like, you believe in a certain things where even Christians themselves fail to believe in it. Like, you say, yo, we mentioned in a podcast before, yeah. We say, how is it I reach university and I'm ready for graduate? You understand me? And we don't feel as
if them say them don't want to walk, but they're going to walk with me. That may tell them.
They walk with time.
No, no bother with it. No bother with it. Focus back on the story, Javon. I'm going to try a diver.
I'm going to hold a podcast right after.
Or yeah.
Probably
not make light.
Yeah, not make light. Right there.
Not make light.
As you call it, we just come say something on it.
You know, say yes. This.
Call it the paper.
No, but me go there, man. Me go there.
Nobody go around.
I didn't bugger. They will be.
No worry, man.
Maybe we'll take one of them group picture there too for the graduation thing. You know?
All right. Make sure.
For the graduation, man.
Nobody then no usher gone.
Yeah, man.
I can style the thing. Boy, we do it up. You recollect. You can't say that usher gone. I say it in there. Nobody ramp it there. But no bother with it. Continue your governor. I can style the thing.
Marshall go, brother. Marshall.
Wayne Marshall?
Marshall in
town. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the reality of our society, you know.
The people tell us, say, you never, or them motor behind your box, say, you never supposed to get a job. So what?
Yeah, and I mean, if it is that, I think that's one of the reasons, that's one of the things, though. Knowing that God has placed you in an environment or given you an opportunity, that should be enough. You don't need nothing else after that.
Or sometimes.
You don't need nothing else after that.
Sometimes, you know, in your job.
Hey, how much money is you gone? All right, we'll see.
Oh, we have enough.
Yeah, we have totally good. We have little wiggle room.
Yes.
Sometimes, like.
I have a story coming.
Me and my job, when I work for time, more I leave.
Yes.
And I ask God, is there a reason why I'm still here?
Listen.
Because, may I tell you. You see, everything where my setup for be the reason for my leave don't fall through.
Oh, so you keep on a go late and them say, eh.
No, not go late. Like,
let's not be specific, but you would do something expecting to be fired.
No, not for be fired. I was planning to retire because there was something I was going to, like, I was going to travel.
Oh.
So I was planning to retire.
And then got corona. The whole world. Look, no, I refuse that. Not
yeah, exactly.
But where it place them where I want to go?
Yeah.
It's so sometimes God quarrel in those corona there. So he might just humble himself.
Right, and I was comfortable being just a PA, just a person, just as PS. Mm-hmm. And now, for 3 days, I have to go do all of the work where I never want to do that in the first place.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
So, why am I going to pray now? Because that
means
we have a conversation.
What I mean?
I pray yesterday when we get the call, you know.
No, but I'm going to show you something. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of time, man, pray for cut left this, you know. Okay, you see me? Yeah. But you have to understand, say, and this is the point that I wanted to make. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, God will make a way. And we assume that God making a way means you're not going to have no fight. Not no go so. Mm-hmm. Cause hear that drape up here. Quick. When we always talk about the promised land, Javon.
Yeah.
Zin, think about this. When them that walk through the wilderness for 40 years, they had conflict.
Yeah.
At, you know, one and two. But when them were going to the promised land, they had to fight on a whole another level.
Yes.
Because they had to occupy land where people had already there.
And that would have been discouraging
and that,
enough.
And like, that is what God told them to go get.
What if them fault?
No.
What if they spend 2 days and them take 40 years?
No. Yes, but people were always there. That may I show you.
Yeah, but...
Where God did not send them and I say, you are for your land that people live upon it.
They could have taken to the 40 years and they stay one place and get them out.
They would have still there.
The problem, I don't have a problem with fighting. Are being fought, are having challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Come understand, say nothing will come easy. And even with God, the promise you one safe walk, so you're not going to move everything and, you know, free walk. Mm-hmm. So you're not just there with you while you walk. It's going to be there for you. So when challenges come, we're not really meh. But sometimes some nonsensical things.
And that's what annoys you. And that them choose, and that him, that the devil pick for now, you know.
Remember, like,
yeah, because it, you know your weakness, so
I mean, certain things are not gonna sense.
Why? It's not supposed to.
It's not supposed to.
Like, well,
and probably if you hand it over to somebody else, they might say, "This, no, this alright. Like, can manage this."
Why you say for do this, then say for do this, then go back to this? Like, why you write on a piece of paper and say, "This is what we're doing"? And when you ask what we are doing, I will tell you. You say no one of that. I'll go for the paper and show you. You say, yeah, I might handwrite it, but I never me write it.
But that's going back to the insecurity that I was we've been talking about the entire episode. That may not tell you about, brother. That may not tell you about. So that is the major thing. Because I would put it to you from a psychological point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see people start flex them weird,
mm-hmm.
part of their mind, them not solid in the job certain way. And then sometimes a narcissism too. Where you feel, say, well, whatever me saying at the moment, I eat that.
Yeah, I think it's more narcissism.
I mean, for me personally, I've been into, because Lord knows, like, before this current job, I remember being in an environment where I felt was very toxic, right? And it reached a point where I was putting out too much effort and too much time and too much money that, you know, things just didn't work out the way in which I felt that it should have worked out. But nevertheless, I looked at it as a lesson that I needed to learn. And I valued it as such. Like, you would have things where persons would be like, that they try to manipulate you within the workspace, right? To do things that they want you to do. And they use seniority as an excuse for you to be manipulated to do whatever. And I looked at it and I'm like, yeah, but me not put up with this though. Like, under no circumstances at all should I be exposed to something as toxic as this, within the workspace, and then feel comfortable with such behavior towards me, because that actually prevent me from doing my job in the best way, and so it makes me look toxic to the customers, or makes me look as if I'm the one that's doing things in a negative way. So
when are time to leave? Lord, when is it time?
I mean, then again,
I'm
you know.
I'm waiting until they tell me.
I've always understood that in order to leave something that God maybe has sent you to, you have to still consult with God before you can leave.
Yeah, you can't leave prematurely.
Because the thing is that if you leave prematurely, you might just go somewhere else that should have been a better rose for you. And you end up going to learn the lesson there, so instead of where you should have learned the lesson.
And that's the big question.
Yeah.
That's why I say you cannot be forced by or pushed by any other factor.
If it's not your time, it's not your time.
Apart from God Himself. That seems like a super spiritual position. But if God is truly first in your life, that's how you have to live it. Because here the other thing we put to Renard, his particular field that he's in,
yeah.
Is in the a damn personality type him have got to deal with, you know.
Yes.
Cause nobody no self absorbed like them. You know? Especially if them have numbers for match hold, you know, based on them effectiveness.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to deal with certain things. If you ask God for leadership. For promotion, for growth.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really get what you ask for, but you don't get it in the farm where you think you get it. And that's why it's a matter of, you have to really steer there until him say, yo, go. When him say go, it means say, he must prepare something. Even if it means say, you go to the yard for a while, for argument's sake. At least you know that you didn't just react.
I know I have to feel that.
Well, part time I was going to react.
Well?
Yesterday, today, the day before.
Remember last job, we just picked up and write a resignation letter, say effective in 2 days.
Yo, I have a resignation letter sitting down. That was it. Same.
And to be honest, you know, sometimes you feel this, because I honestly felt that there, I was getting signs. If that's not the case, God, then forgive me. But I felt as though I was getting signs for me to leave from a specific time. But because of the wrong motivation, you know, somebody say, hey, what? We give some more money, you know. I'm sorry, you know, I missed it.
Yeah.
But then you realize that staying for the money didn't even add up, because even when you get more money, you couldn't even see where the money had go.
Yeah, the same thing. I'm there for the funds.
So you're there for the experience. You don't see where it is.
I would argue that you have been able to put out 2 books in.
Well,
now put out the 2 books in.
Blessings from the publisher.
You can never tell. So it's something that we can discuss further. So if you are listening to us on Anchor, you can leave a voice message. If you're listening to us on Spotify or even Apple Podcasts, leave a comment. When you see this posted on WhatsApp, comment, tell us what you think, and we'll definitely take it into our next episode. So have a blessed week. It's Life Lessons. Philip, Jovan, Renard.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Out.